That's the Boston Symphony Orchestra, led by Seiji Ozawa during his 29-year run as music director. Ozawa still means a lot to Boston, but as WBUR's Andrea Shea discovered in Japan, he remains revered there like a sports or a rock star.
Like a lot of BSO musicians, violinist Ikuko Mizuno is thrilled to be performing again for Japanese audiences. But her relationship to former music director Seiji Ozawa is unique. It goes back more than half a century. They were students together at the Toho Gakuin School of Music when the BSO came to town.
He was a poor student and I was a student. We couldn't afford a ticket. We tried to buy the cheapest one and we couldn't. So we sneaked in. And we heard the BSO. We said to each other, would that be fantastic? We could play someday, sitting in that orchestra. Who knew that happened?
The BSO was one of the first Western orchestras Ozawa saw live on stage. He was born in 1935 in Japanese-occupied Manchuria. His family moved to Japan when he was 9 and struggled through the Second Sino-Japanese War and World War II.
He was adamant that music was the only way to survive this kind of situation, and he put all energy into it.
Ozawa's perseverance paid off. In 1960, BSO music director Charles Munch invited him to what's now the Tanglewood Music Center in the Berkshires, where he excelled as a conducting fellow. Ozawa went on to earn his stripes, leading orchestras in San Francisco and Toronto. But Mizuno says when he would come home, Japanese people didn't know what to make of the young, rising, eccentric musician.
He was not well-received in the beginning. I heard him saying when he left second time to live in Toronto and everything, he thought he burned the bridge to come back to Japan.
Ozawa's attitude and style were new, with his wild hair and unconventional garb at the podium.
Everybody thought it was too westernized.
Japanese music critic Hirohō Tōjō remembers the reactions through an interpreter.
Yes, especially the older generation critics, they had a lot to say about Seiji because he was extremely different. And so the older generation critics really did not like that. But the younger generation critics like Mr. Tōjō really welcomed his presence.
Tōjō has been covering Ozawa's career for decades. He says his early approach to music making was different than European or American conductors. Some have described the result as a clear soup, with each ingredient's flavor standing out. Tōjō calls Ozawa a superstar that Japan created. But he adds, when the BSO broke the white European conductor mold by hiring him, it also carried deep symbolic meaning on the other side of the globe in a country devastated by World War II.
In the history of the music scene and the classical scene here, that had never happened before, and it almost meant that the darkness of the pre-war period that Japan had, it almost erased all of that because it was such a significant thing for a Japanese conductor to become a music director in the United States.
There are a lot of young fans outside Suntory Hall in Tokyo waiting by a fountain before a BSO matinee. When asked about who Ozawa is these days, 21-year-old Takuya Hiraoka thinks for a second before replying.
Grandfather of the Japanese classical music world. So I think he's now the most famous Japanese conductor.
While Ozawa was busy conducting abroad, he also worked to foster an appreciation for Western classical music at home. He founded the Saito Kinin Orchestra with that goal. 31-year-old Naoko Kanazawa plays viola in the group and explains more through an interpreter.
She has been playing in the Saito Kinin Orchestra since 3 years ago, so she really admires and absolutely loves Seiji Ozawa.
I really love Seiji Ozawa. Yes.
Why?
he have very passion and love music. Yes.
Kanazawa says Ozawa has played a big part in her career. She's attended his workshops, and now she plays viola in the Nagoya Orchestra. As for Ozawa's status as a rock star, the musician says,
she feels that he's above the clouds.
But of course, Ozawa is mortal. In 2010, he was diagnosed with esophageal cancer and has been fighting it since. He wasn't able to make the BSO's recent Tokyo concerts. Managing director Mark Volpe is close friends with Ozawa and thinks the increasingly frail conductor would prefer to be seen and remembered as a force of energy.
The body obviously has had better days, but the spirit's still there.
Along with Ozawa's legacy and status as a cultural icon, which has been recognized with awards from the Japanese government and the emperor. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.